The battle for Kherson was a political victory for Ukraine, but it wasn't the military victory that everybody was hoping it would be. The southern port city of Kherson is vital for both Ukraine and for Russia. Russia took Kherson in the opening days of the invasion, literally in that sweep, that lightning sweep right across the south of Ukraine. So Kherson's been in Russian hands all the way until last week. Very near the city of Kherson is the dam we've all heard about that's been hit, at Novokakhovka. That is the passage, that is the entry point for the freshwater canal that feeds the, all of the Crimea. So it's absolutely vital. So whoever owns it controls what's going on in Crimea. So they have been fighting it out.
Ukraine does believe that it is making significant advances in Kherson.
В тех условиях город Херсон и прилегающие населенные пункты не могут полноценно снабжаться и функционировать.
The Russians didn't panic. The Russians retreated in good order. The Russians didn't surrender en masse, which would have been an utter debacle and would have probably ended the war. But it made the Ukrainians wary. They suddenly thought, hang on a sec here, everyone's retreating a little too calmly, a little too easily. Let's not rush in, guys, and to take everything, because we could be walking right into a trap here. It turns out that they weren't, but now the Russians have retreated to carefully prepared positions on the near side of the Dnieper River, and they fortified themselves, but it wasn't quite the military victory that everybody thought it was going to be, that the Russian forces were totally destroyed. They weren't destroyed. They just moved. They just moved back. Now, this next phase is really going to be one of the defining battles of the Ukrainian war. So I think what President Putin is trying to do is just basically make Ukrainians fight for every single centimeter of land now. That's going to be the issue, is to make it really, really hard for them and keep retreating back, but very, very, very slowly. So in the hope that the Ukrainians do eventually exhaust themselves and come to the negotiating table. And something I think they would only do, Ukrainians would only do, if they were absolutely flat out defeated. And that's a long way to come. The coming battle now for this area that Ukraine and Russia will have to fight for in the coming winter, the neck of the Crimean Peninsula, is going to be one of the defining battles of this war.